Hello, everybody, and welcome to Everything Paranormal with Mark and Jeff. I'm Mark.
I'm Jeff.
Jeff setting up the video. We're actually going to go live on Ustream in a couple of minutes, and we have an exciting show for you tonight. All kinds of fun stuff going to go on. We have a couple of guests calling in. We are actually starting a little later tonight because, well, we just had other things that we had to get done.
We have lives to lead.
We have lives to lead.
People to see, places to go. Plus, our guest blew us off.
Yeah, and the guest blew us off. You know, can I rant for a second?
Yep.
The guest. Another one of those Edgar Allan Poe.
Is that who blew us off?
Yeah, she was inspired by Edgar Allan Poe, too. Christy Robinette.
What's he got, like this freaking zombie cult?
I'm not supposed to say her name, Christy Robinette. Probably too big, blew us off. Oh, gosh, he inspired her to write another book about what the hell is with this. God, he has been the topic of more discussions on this show.
Him and the Ouija board.
Oh, I don't know which one is less interesting. But anyway, no, actually, well, we like the Ouija board. The Ouija board's good. We're kind of missing on sound effects. I've been pressing this play button for 10 minutes and nothing happened. So,
can I say something funny?
You go ahead.
I'm setting up the camera over here for the Ustream.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at it and I'm like, oh shit, now the screen's not working. My thumb was over the camera.
Oh.
Sorry.
Oh my goodness.
You know, we're just going to roll through tonight because it's, I don't know.
No, we actually have a real guest coming up in a little while, but we have things that we want to talk about. Tonight I'm drinking my iced tea. Okay, I'm on the wagon. So the show is probably going to be boring as hell. Well, try. We can try. We've been on 2 minutes and 41 seconds. You haven't mentioned your website yet.
Angelsguide.org. Redoing the whole thing. Take a look at it. I'm going to have some new products coming up this fall that I will be discussing as they roll along.
Yeah.
But it's like
words of inspiration.
You know what?
What's going on with the video over there?
I'll get it going. I just have to explain this. You know, you got to split your life up. There's time for play and there's time to get things done. I'm in a point right now, I'm getting things done. I'm happy.
Time to play and time to get busy.
Yeah. It's
all right.
I'm kind of in that mode right now.
That's a good thing.
But
right?
Get the camera going.
Audio and technical difficulties? No, we're fine, man. We're fine.
Whatever.
We've been playing it.
Anyway.
Been playing it. You're going to see a lot more advertising coming up soon, right?
Yep.
We're going to push this show a lot more.
Yeah, we are.
A lot of fun.
We're at a point where we're ready to
go to the next level.
Well, you know what, though? We get some pretty funky guests.
We do have a lot of fun guests. There's no doubt about it. Except for every time we have somebody to do with Edgar Allan freaking Poe, something happens. It's no more of that.
All right. Going live. Ready?
Going live in Ustream. All right. Live. Are we live again?
You're alive.
Hello, you video viewers. Welcome to Seeing Jeff's Thumb and Everything Paranormal with Mark and Jeff.
And I'm Jeff.
He's Jeff and I'm Mark, I think. What's happening?
Oh, God, not much. There's a lot going on.
So we'll be streaming this every Tuesday night live from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Check us out and listen to our funny Boston accents. Kind of park the car in the yard, fucker. Oh, can't say that. This is G-rated.
Yeah, but it's late at night.
And it depends on where you are, I guess.
Yeah, but I mean, they say
who you are when you park your car.
Hey, did you ever watch on Netflix now? They have Family Guy with its wares in it.
No, oh, God. Jeez, that show is so messed up. Oh, man.
But it's a whole different show with the swears in it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You got to watch one.
Oh, no.
Instead of the bleeping.
Yeah.
It's like Peter's falling down the stairs and he's like, fuck, 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 fuck.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Nice. Oh, God.
Oh. Wow, look at us. We're like beat tonight. This weather's I think it's the time change.
Time change?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Plus, I freaking opened this place up, so.
I'll
get
tell
ready
you.
For the investigation for Loki.
Woo! We, yeah, investigation coming up this Saturday.
Oh, actually.
What's the website? We're going to get Allie on here in a little bit. Allie Harrington, she's busy putting the kids to bed and probably walking the dog. Walking the dog.
Actually, I get a message here, the number.
All right. Oh, see, Jeff is like behind.
Yeah, it's just one of those weeks. It's like everything I do, I think it's going to take a day. It takes three. You know what I'm saying? You ever have those kind of things?
Yeah, I have. But, hey, you know what? This is a perfect night. If you guys want to call in, call us at 713-955-0384. And we are recording now Blog Talk. And then, of course, you're going to hear it on iHeartRadio, DTM, WickedRadio.com, Spreaker. Where was I checking this out the other day? Oh, YouTube. Man, your face is everywhere.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I am all over the place.
Legend.
Shit, I told you. I
legend in his own mind.
Took the summer, I had fun, and now it's time for a surge. Time to be who I'm going to be.
Time to kick it up.
That's it. I'm done playing around.
Time to kick it up. No doubt about it.
But we do have a, like we were talking about.
We do have a ghost hunting tour downtown Salem, Massachusetts. WitchCityGhosts.com.
Let's talk about it.
It's all right. I had to get my plug in.
We're talking about a friend of ours who has a dog, and, you know, she's going through
Loki.
Some rough times, and her dog has cancer, so.
Loki.
We're doing a little benefit here. Later on, we'll have the, the address if you want to donate, plus we're having a ghost hunt here. There's Ellie right there.
Right.
And,
who's that hot chick on your phone?
She's an inspiration.
Wrong number. No wonder you come up with these inspirational phrases all the time.
Hey,
why
not?
You're supposed to silence your phone before you go on the air, Jeff.
I know. I'm not too professional tonight, but this is probably going to be my best show that we've had.
Ever. Best show ever.
There's going to be some changes around here.
So anyway, well, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to boost this thing up.
We are. It's time to take it up to the next level. Get a couple more listeners. If you like us, let us know. If you think we suck, let us know. Either way.
Yeah.
I'll give the sucky emails to him, and I'll take the good one. What's good to do?
I like them. I laugh
but
at
we
them.
Need to pick it. Yeah. It's we have a lot of fun doing what we do. We've been having a lot of great guests. We have lots of great guests coming up in the upcoming months. We might just take a week or two off. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's time to regroup a little.
Yeah, we're going to regroup. Probably take a couple of weeks. No, we have a show next week. And then that's the wrong number.
Oh.
No. Would you give her your number?
This is my number.
Oh, he's so fired.
What's the number to call, Mark?
All right, the number to call for the call-in number is I got to find it now. Oh, I lost it. It is 713-955-0384. And that's for any of you listeners that want to call in, too, and give us a shout-out, say hello, tell us what's on your mind tonight, because we got a couple of minutes to kill before we get our next guest on.
Got it? Say it again. When did we turn into a hillbilly show?
713. Can you hear me now? Put it on speaker anyway. All right, 713-955-0384. That is the guest calling this show. All right.
All right, call in.
All right. Okay. Now we'll act all surprised and shit when she calls, right?
Look at caller.
Who could that be now?
I like that lady that just kind of showed up in our conversation.
Hello? This is interesting. Oh, she was expecting.
Am I on the air? I guess you are.
Yeah. Then she just kind of like left really quick. I don't know.
Yeah, she gave some good stories, though.
So we have this fundraising paranormal investigating thing going on at this mansion, this haunted mansion in Beverly, Mass, near Endicott College this Saturday night.
Yep.
Okay. So what is, hold on a second. Hello, Allie. How are you? Allie Harrington. Welcome to the show.
Hi, guys.
What's happening, Ellie?
Sorry.
How are you guys doing?
Hey, we're doing awesome.
Oh, we're doing good.
We're surprised to call. Jeez, what a surprise. I wasn't expecting
a
call.
Oh,
I know.
Surprise guest. Celebrity guest caller.
I know.
Celebrity. So
you're ready
Popeye,
for the weekend?
Say hi. Oh, my
ready
God, I'm
weekend?
So excited. I am so excited.
I know.
Excited
this is
going to
be awesome. You know what's going to be
oh
good
goodness.
Is a lot of us that know each other haven't investigated in a long time with each other.
Yeah,
that's what I'm looking
cool.
forward
I know.
To.
Yes.
Dude,
a good old-fashioned hold-down investigation.
Go
right?
Ghost reunited.
Yeah. It's got
I know. I was
going to
say it's
going to
be like a reunion and nice big investigation, too.
You know what's funny?
It'll be
I
great.
Have, right now, I have so much energy that it's just like it's pulsating through this place. This place
That's crazy
right now.
Ellie, I got here tonight, right? And I park out back there, and now I feel like I was chased in the house. It was just it's overwhelming. There's a lot of activity going on in this place.
I told them go up
nice.
To the attic.
I would not go up in the
go
attic.
Up to
nope.
the attic to go get the.
I'm good right now, thank you. I'll set up downstairs and get ready.
You could definitely feel the energy, sir. He wouldn't
I
even go
totally...
up there. Yeah.
I totally want to go to the attic and check that out with Loki and see what happens.
Oh, yeah, me too. I want to go up there with Loki, too. I was not going to go up there
right.
alone, though. I'll tell you that. No thanks.
I'm not going to – you guys come. I'm not going to, like, tell you anything.
Nope. Jeff is not going to say any of that. Yeah.
And it's going to kill me not to.
Yeah, but we're going
to
try
to – you know me. I like to talk, and I'm going to be
–
but I'm not going to say
oh,
a word.
Man.
I want to see what all you guys feel to
validate
what
totally.
I think.
Okay.
I'll bring my little notebook and write down what I pick up and see.
And I'm not looking forward to that.
Yeah, we'll go through and Elliot, we have a few groups like Boston Paranormal Express Interest and Bob Lund had it's a meetup group with quite a few people that want to come in. So
cool.
It's gonna be fun. It's gonna be
That's
a good
awesome.
Time.
The
yeah.
more the merrier. Seriously.
Yeah. But we were just talking about, just before you called in now, what kind of activity have you been getting in here, Jeff, without giving out too many details or names of spirit or...
Yeah, right.
I opened the floodgates. I haven't even slept. If you watch it in this video, you're going to be like, wow, what the hell is he on?
No, it is crazy here.
And this is only Tuesday, but...
Yeah, I walked
I'm
in.
I'm doing
and
this
I
for
know.
Loki. I've opened up the doors, and I've been... Just all night, it's just an energy that's whipping around in here. It's nice.
Oh, yeah. Like, I know.
Well,
they know what's
going
on. You even told them, so they're going to be super excited. Like, I did that at my old house when Jason and Grant came to do their episode of my house because it was so crazy active. Like, I felt crazy. I'm like, okay, guys. Like, I was amping them up. I'm like, we're going to get some friends. They're going to be videotaping. Like, they want to see, like, what you got. Like, scare them, have fun with them. I was like, one's wicked afraid of spiders. Go have fun with him. I'm like, you know. And they actually, like, did a lot of stuff for him. So I was like, yeah. That's funny.
Yeah.
I felt
it's, it's definitely, it's whipping up around here. You know what's good, too, here? Is I can't say this. Is right across the street from me, they've been blasting for about 2 weeks now. They're blasting out all the granite.
Oh, really?
So that's like, it's made like a energy around this whole place. I mean, we have to do outside investigations. So anyone that's coming on this, bring something for outside because you're not leaving without investigating outside.
Oh, flashlights,
nice.
Too. Flashlights.
Even if it's quick, 5-minute burst or whatever.
Coach. We're gonna bring a thermal camera or two too because what we're noticing out here is he's got this creepy freaking bird out in the woods.
Yeah.
It's like the god awful bird that you never and
yeah.
it's year round. And he sounds like he's getting closer and closer. This seriously, I just like took my shit and went in the house. I'm like, all right, I'm going in.
His first creepy peep is like it's way far away, and then you hear it a little closer, then you hear it close. Next thing you know, it's like 10 feet from you, and you're like, all right, this bird's creeping me.
Yeah,
out.
Yeah,
I'm
like, oh,
he's creepier than
anything. He's totally gonna use a thermal camera if you're going outside. That way you can see, you know, what's going on. This is gonna be awesome. Make sure you guys wear warm clothes.
Due to the paranormal. The people always criticizing. We actually have a photo of what looks like on the thermal camera of what looks like a guy that was hanging right there. But
oh no shit!
to the way everyone criticizes. We don't even put it up. We just...
Oh, no.
You
know? With the one took?
Yeah.
Well, no, let me clarify that. There was actually... And they looked little. Like they were... They looked like they were a little distance away, but there were two of them.
Yeah.
There were two of them, Allie. You could see... I can show you the picture.
Yeah, we'll show you when you get here.
Oh,
but
awesome.
The rest of the world... need to see it.
Yeah, everybody else can suck it.
Yeah.
No, because, yeah, you put it out there, people like, you know,
yeah.
Oh, it's not
we'll
real.
We'll show you, and you tell us what you think. Everyone that comes to this thing, we'll show it to them and tell us what you think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be interesting.
It's clearly, it's like two body figures, and there's like a rope coming from them.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really cool.
That's crazy. I would like to see, like, if we could catch any EVPs or not.
Yeah, he has a lot of ghost box action here, too.
Yeah, we've got some EVPs with plain ones, too. Remember the dog one?
Oh, Joni's coming,
dude,
right?
Dude,
I want to
actually try the Echo Box. I tried that the other night at my house and actually got some really good responses.
Okay.
Daniel made it, and I really like it because it will, like, if you get a response, it'll echo it, so it'll say it, like, two or three more times. So if you don't catch it the first time, you can hear it again,
cool.
And you're like, oh, my God. Because I asked...
Yeah, that's cool.
I asked, I'm like, is anyone here? And it said Fred. And I'm like, did
Fred,
I just say Fred?
Fred
and
Fred,
I heard it again,
Fred,
and I go,
Fred,
oh, my
Fred.
God. And Fred is one of my...
Fred.
No, Fred is one of my dead relatives. And I was like, oh, my God. So
oh.
I asked if... I'm
nice
like, this
joke,
is funny, because he's a...
Mean
he's
bastard.
Five. Yep. And I
yeah.
said, his little grandma here, and all of a sudden you hear, what do you want? And she used to say that to me all the time. I'd be like, little grandma. She's like, what do you want?
Hey, is Fred the one I told you knocked on your door?
No, that was my Grandpa Fellows.
Okay.
Well, actually...
Now Fred's there. How come your whole family's there? That's funny.
I know. They're always in and out.
Yeah, it's like your whole family is surrounding over there. So you probably have more than what you
it's
stuck.
Good,
were they spiritual?
You know?
Were they full of energy, full of life?
Oh yeah, my little grandma, she was like a little French old like Catholic woman, spitfire, you know. She's
yeah.
Funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Like
I didn't really know Fred.
Yeah.
That was before I was born, but my Grandpa Fellows, he was great. He was
He's there
funny.
For some reason.
Joker. What?
He's there for some reason.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I like making
myself
known. It's been really active at, you know, my place lately. I was like, what the heck?
Yeah. I think it's active everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
I don't know.
The
it's
end of the world.
There's been a shift this time.
It's active in Salem.
Yeah, it's really active here. It's active. I'm on a job site and I'm hearing stuff and seeing and feeling stuff. I'm in my
oh,
car.
Oh wow!
You know, it's like.
Hey, speaking of active,
there's some. I think there was like a shift or something because I'm feeling like the heightened awareness and it seems like it's everywhere where I go.
Hey, on another note, now there's a couple of groups coming to this investigation on Saturday. What's the address?
Yeah.
30 Boyle Street.
30 Boyle Street.
Now the world
it's a fundraiser for Loki, our team dog.
Beverly
yes.
Mass.
Yep, and she needs operation. What exactly is the operation for, Allie?
She has a cancerous tumor. So she's got mammary cancer, actually, and we have to remove the tumor. So that's going to
okay.
cost about $1,500, and so we're trying to raise money for it. Because
okay.
we're kind of in a race for time, and I'm not sure how much time I've got, but we gotta
we'll do it.
Work quickly.
We'll do
yeah.
it.
We can guarantee any of our listeners, you guys want to come check it out. It's like, what is it, $25? It's well worth it.
Yeah.
Starts
yep.
at 8 p.m.
Yeah.
You can travel from wherever you want to travel. You can stay here. It's on, it's, and because it's
nice.
Jeff's house. But you can stay, there's plenty of room. Bring a sleeping bag. But anyway, we have
right.
a lot of groups coming, right?
Yeah.
And they're bringing some cool equipment, like, what's that newer camera that you saw on Ghost Adventures? Uses like a Kinect thing. It hooks to Xbox. It actually shows little stick
oh,
figures.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, that's nice.
I totally
yeah.
saw that. I loved it.
Yeah,
that'd be cool.
A couple guys are bringing that. Boston Paranormal and I think Bob Lund are bringing that. So we're going to have
We'll have our thermal cameras.
We're going to have a lot of good equipment here.
Ghost bottle.
That'll be fun
to
test
out. You've got one.
Yeah.
Joni's got one. Paul's got one. So we got like four ghost bottles.
Looking forward to seeing Joni Mayne, too.
I know. Yay.
Bones in the Basement author. We had her on. But anyway, for her EVP, she's like amazing. She's the queen of EVP.
Oh, yeah.
By the time I even get home, you know.
I know it. By the time you pull in your driveway, she's got 12 up on
Facebook. Yeah, and she drives 2 miles. She drives like 2 hours away. And she's got like 27 posts. And it's like, oh, my God. I mean, sometimes. And she gets the real, no doubt, clear ones. No.
Yep.
You know, you ever get one, you were listening, huh? What's that? What? But hers are like dead on.
That's because she brings them with her.
Yeah. Well, she brings her own ghost. Yeah.
Yeah. She's got her own entourage that follows her around.
Hitchhiker.
But she definitely gets the EVPs to prove that they're there.
Yeah.
That's funny.
That's her lot in life. Because
this will be a fun night. I can't wait.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Sandy going?
I was just going to ask you if Sandy's going. I don't know.
I don't know. I haven't looked at the list lately.
Yeah, I know. I have to check.
Not yet, but we should. We've got to reach out to some of them.
Yeah.
You know, someday, Allie, we got to maybe that'll be a good day when you come here. We can talk about. We're going to talk about like the old day, like the New England ghost days, and see what we can do to revive that a little bit.
Well, see, now we've got people to
definitely.
Cover all of Massachusetts with all of us together.
Right.
I
know,
right?
I mean, we got rid of the shitheads is what we did.
Yeah, we want the best, though. We want the best. We want the best,
baby. Go back at it.
Yeah, we need,
That's right.
You know, we should get something going. Something with the best around. And
Wintertime's good for that, though, because
it
there's
is,
not a lot to do. So you can go and...
We'll have to have a meeting here at Jeff's house.
That sounds like a good idea.
Sunday.
Where do you see this place, Allie? It's, it's incredible.
It's huge.
Right now, we're sitting...
You hear the echo? Hello.
We're sitting in the
sales office downstairs,
and we're looking at a window that's like 25, 30 feet high.
Yeah, it's huge.
You know, and it's...
You can see it on Ustream.
Behind.
So we're on Ustream Live right now, so the video just... What?
That's the room. I saw that.
Yeah.
This is where we're sitting, and behind us is the mansion, but this is like the servants' quarters, which is bigger than most people's normal houses.
Oh, yeah, it's huge.
Yeah, it's very, very big. And out in the woods is active.
Yeah.
And
wow.
I'm not sure about the mansion part of it yet, but we'll see.
Yeah, we're working on it. I don't know about the mansion, but.
You got to fix your video.
You know what? I can still, in here, I was telling you, I can do
we can do
six. I can do six investigations at once in here.
No, we should probably do four.
I already explained this to you. I closed that door.
I know it's huge, but you're loud and I'm loud. We have big mouths, so
we'll have to be quiet.
Yeah.
We'll just have to keep you guys quiet. But, I mean, we can always do, like, another date, too, you know. We can maybe we can butter that lady up. We got some time, so.
Yeah, because that would be really cool to get into there. I'm still trying to talk, Jeff, to see if we get into the, there's a movie theater here in Salem. And I mean, Beverly, that we'd like to get back into.
Yeah, that would be cool. I want you guys
Jeff
take her out on a date or something.
I'm sorry, Jeff just messed up our video. We're watching like a replay now. Oh my God, I'm bald.
Did you shave your head? What do you think?
It's shiny. Shiny.
Oh,
all right.
God,
well, it's good.
I'm having technical difficulties tonight.
Yeah, you have. So, yeah, it's crazy.
Anybody that was just watching that, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But I'll.
He just booted off the live list.
Back on right now.
So we're getting back.
You're funny.
So, what else? What else can we say about that? What do you know about the history of this place, Jim?
The history of this place is there was a mansion next door that was more elegant than the mansion that's there, and it got ripped down. It was the Bartletts.
You should see the mansion that's there now.
Yeah.
This is, like, amazing. It looks like
it
out of a horror movie, though.
It has a marble room with a fountain in it. It was basically these people's summer home, and the guy was he was a composer, and he used to come here, I think, from New York, and he used to stay here. So he was a composer. There was up to 200 servants at a time that were working here during this time when they were in their heyday.
Right.
So
oh my God.
Basically, they had 200 servants, and the people next door, the Bartletts, which I feel a ton of their energy here, they were supposedly the nicest people to ever work for, because they had, you know, they had the same thing, those 200 servants.
Yeah.
They bought the whole neighborhood. They bought all the houses in the neighborhood, and they gave each of their workers houses.
Wow.
Wow.
I mean, that's how freaking nice these people.
Talk about benefits.
Yeah.
I'm lucky to get, like, shitty dental insurance.
Right.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's just part of it. And then, all right, we're back
so
on Ustream.
Have you guys found, like, secret passageways and secret doors since this is, like, such an old place?
No, I thought I found a tunnel, but I would say it's not a tunnel.
No.
But what happened, though, they kind of led me to something else down there in the gardener shed. I opened it up, and I opened up the floor, and I did an EVP, and I did some ghost boxing down there. But I also found out afterwards that the lady that used to live in the mansion, that was the place where she used to be most of the time.
Right.
Because she was she had, like, award-winning flowers that people from all over the country would come and get her flowers. So
Oh, wow. She
was down there a lot, and there's a lot of energy down there. But unfortunately, I did open up the door, and I think there's kind of a creeper down in the woods now. But we won't talk
about
that.
Oh, boy.
Back in the house?
Yeah. Because he snuck through while I was doing my... But I'm leaving him there for now because he'll be entertainment for the night.
No, it, like, scared the bejesus out of me, that one. That was not...
Yeah, but that's what he's good at. He's harmless. He just likes to scare you.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's harmless, though. He's like a creeper. He, like, hides behind bushes, and if you go close to him, he'll take off.
Yeah. I'm like, beat it. Go see Jeff.
But
yeah, right?
It's definitely, and then the mix of the Native American that's down there, there's kind of a little, I don't know, they're kind of staying away from each other, but he's definitely down there. He hangs out at the bottom of that dirt path. Actually, me and Pete felt him when Pete Levasco was here, and then
you
could feel like...
Me too, poor guy. He felt like a speed bump.
Yeah, you could feel he was looking at us, look at him, and he was just peeking out behind the bushes.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
You know, but he was wicked creepy.
No, I was just being wise. I haven't felt them out there. Maybe I don't know what I felt there. There's definitely something out there.
Yeah.
Something. So it's going to be fun with some thermal shots out there. And Loki out there. Loki will catch on things.
You know what?
Loki
would be a good draw, too, because when Mark's dog was here, they were really active. They loved the dog.
Yeah, they commented
on
the dog a couple of times.
Yeah, we got a...
pick dog up, it said.
Yeah, we got a straight EVP that said, you know, like, what do you think of the dog? And right after it, like within 10 seconds, it says, want to pick him up?
Yeah, no, pick him up. It said pick him up. Pick him up.
I think it said
no
want
way.
To, too.
Yeah, might have, yeah.
It says want to pick him up? And that was the straight without ghost box or anything. That was just a straight EVP.
Yep, I got a cute little... mini Australian Shepherd. He's a little mini thing, so he's cute. Everybody wants to pick him up.
He's like a Super Ball, though. He's bouncing all over the place.
Oh, he's crazy. He's fucking nuts.
Easy. Except in the attic. In the attic, he freaked out, and he just came, like, right by our legs.
Yeah, he just kind of whimpered.
Yeah. Yeah, he just stopped doing everything he was doing, and he just stood by one of our legs the whole time.
Yeah.
We'll have to pay attention to see if Loki does the same thing or if she acts differently than he does.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That'd
be interesting
to see what she does.
His dog reminds me of the dog that's with Garfield. He's just bouncing all over the place. What's that
that's
dog's
funny.
Name? Ogie?
Odie.
He's good. I like your dog, though.
My dog's cute. He's got these big fluffy ears, blue eye, brown eye.
Yeah, once he
no
gets...
tail.
Aww.
When he gets
that's
excited,
cool.
He wiggles his ass because he doesn't have a tail. He's really cute. He's really cute. He's fluffy. Wow. He pissed in my face the other day.
Oh,
I was so fucked. Oh, I was so mad.
He
I picked
did
him
not.
Up. Evidently, he didn't want to. I get out of bed, I go to the bathroom early in the morning, come back, and he's laying in my pillow. It's like, come on, move. So I pick him up, and he pissed on me. It's like, son of a bitch.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and it was rough.
Think he know he did it?
I think he did, because I swear to God, he was laughing. I don't know if dogs smile, but I think he was smiling.
He says, oh, I'm just a dog. I wouldn't do that on purpose.
You bald bastard.
So
he pissed
funny.
Right in my face.
I was just working. At one of our relatives, I won't say names, but the whole yard was filled with dog shit and leaves. not a good combination.
A relative?
No.
Don't guess.
I'm not going to guess.
You need
Sarah. I'm going to guess how many... She's like our only listener. Look, she just hung up. Now we got nobody. Oh, I don't know. Hey, actually, you know when the show's going to air?
When?
When we're here doing that investigation.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to air at that time. No, we're going to scare people away. You don't want to hear this stuff.
There is some entertainment for you.
Yeah. Low budget entertainment. Yeah. My boom box.
Oh, boy. Yeah, we'll see. Hopefully we get some good activity. I mean, you're going to be you streaming it, so maybe we'll catch some
good
stuff.
Yeah, well, what I was thinking of doing for the Ustream is I'll do a few ghost boxes, you know, like in with all each group or something.
Yeah.
Because I
won't
be able to put
box
up in the group.
Each
group will do
Echo
like a ghost box with them, so it's on, you know, everybody will have their own video on there.
Right.
Once you try the Echo Box, you're going to be like, dude, this is awesome, because it's not, like, loud. It's not like a wah, wah, wah. Like, you have to really focus to hear something. Like, you can flat out hear, like, once a sentence to us was like, oh, my God. But this is awesome. I love this thing.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well,
I haven't used one of those yet.
So it's kind of like the Ghost Box, but it doesn't pound your head.
No, yeah, exactly, but it doesn't pound your head, and it will, like, repeat the response, like, a few times, like, as an echo, like, and it'll pick up your voice.
Oh, really?
And,
I want to check that out. I can't even imagine that.
It's more like
it's
an obelisk.
It's cool. What?
Somebody's
no, it's an echo box.
Yeah.
I don't trust the obelisk.
No.
I don't know, though,
I think
sometimes
it says something out of the blue, and then you try to make up a story to fit that.
Well, no, I mean, not necessarily. If it matches kind of what you're saying or what you're doing.
I don't know. I'm not a big fan of the audio.
It's no different than the Ghost Box. The Ghost Box picks up 93.7 half.
Except when the spirit's pissed off because you're making up the wrong story about them.
I used to get that on tours a lot.
You know, that's what's going to happen with the ovulus. It feels like, oh, you're Mary and you drowned in the lake? It's like, no, I'm Bob and I got hit by a train. Oh, you know?
Fuck's sake.
It's like, it's the ovulus. It leads you in a direction that...
It's like a bad psychic.
Yeah. It's like a bad psychic.
Can we talk about bad?
No.
We're not going to talk about bad psychic.
But anyway...
Be good now, boys. Be good.
Yeah, real deal. I have no problem with whatever.
What? What are we talking about anyway?
Now, just shut up. All right.
Be good, boy.
Diet Coke.
No, no.
Hey, actually, we never asked Allie. I know what her answer is going to be. We never asked Allie our Ouija board question of the week.
Oh, yeah.
Oh?
No, we haven't.
Your what?
All right.
What's your opinion of the Ouija board?
What do you think about the Ouija board?
Honestly, I have mixed feelings because in a way I feel like if you don't know what you're doing, you can open up a door.
Allie's done with done.
And,
time for real guests.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't like messing with it really because you never know what's going to come forward, but other tools that you can use kind of act the same as a Ouija board.
Right.
So I don't know. Like, you just have to be careful on how you do it in protection, I guess, and make sure you close whatever you open when you're using it and be safe.
Yeah, but what do you think of, like, kids using it at parties and stuff?
No,
those
I wouldn't
are the ones that...
kids. No, I don't like how it's being sold to kids. Kids don't know what they're doing. And
That's when I saw my first spirit, when I was 9 years old and I was at a birthday party and they were using their Ouija board.
Right.
And, this old man sat in a chair, like, looking at me the whole night. And I was like, I couldn't wait till the morning. I just freaking booted it home. And I remember that like it was yesterday.
Right.
And they were using it. Mikey Lopez's. He was using a...
Oh, yeah. Mikey Lopez.
Yeah.
You told me about this story once.
Yeah.
All right.
It freaked me out. That was the first spirit I ever saw. It's just like, it was, I didn't know until now when I look back and know what it was. But, I mean, it was a full apparition that was just sitting there watching me.
Oh, wow.
So, guys, We are just about ready for our next guest. You guys ready for me to introduce her?
Oh, yeah.
Allie, quickly, could you give your PayPal thing quick?
Yeah, Allie, give us the information for that investigation fundraiser this weekend.
Yeah, if people want to buy tickets through PayPal, they can send it to AllisonHarrington81@yahoo.com. Or you can check out my Facebook page at Allison Harrington. And Loki actually has an event page for the charity investigation for Loki. It's public, so you can type it in and check it out. And all the information is on there.
Sounds great. We are looking forward to it. We will push it and push it and push it. And it looks like so far we're going to have a full house, so we have plenty of room. It's going to be a great time.
Yeah, we're going to have a lot of people, so it'll be good.
Okay, Allie Harrington, thank you so much for calling in.
Awesome, guys. I'll see you Saturday. Can't wait.
Okay, we'll see you then. See you later.
All right, bye.
So, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, please welcome author Dina Ray to the show. Hi, Dina.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Hey, Dina, how's it going?
Hi, Dina. Yeah. Dina, tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and what you do, what you wrote.
I'd love to. I've written 5 books, 4 are fiction. And my most recent is my first crack at nonfiction. My first book is called The Last Degree, and it's about conspiracy, and especially with Freemasons and New World Order. Then my second book is called Halo of the Damned, and again, there's conspiracy overtones, and that one's about fallen angels, walk on the earth.
They sound very interesting. The topic, the line grabbed me because it's not, we're not talking paranormal now, we're talking more conspiracy and all about the pharmaceutical companies and how
do you think they have a cure for cancer and they're hiding it from us?
I probably think so.
Well, I tend to think so, but then Steve Jobs died and he had, more money than most people. So it's hard
to
say.
Maybe he wasn't worth the billions and billions that they make from it.
Right.
It's the same
him. Right.
Because if they find a cure, that's it. That's a multi-billion-dollar corporation gone.
I agree with you on the cancer, but even more recently, I think this whole Ebola thing is, they've already got an Ebola vaccine in the works. How convenient is that? I think that's GlaxoSmithKline. Mandatory vaccine that they just doubled their revenue.
I had a post on my Facebook page. More people have married Kim Kardashian than have died from Ebola. American. It's true. Yeah. I mean, come on, Ebola. It's like, really? Come on. It's like when it first came out, it's like, oh no, your skin gets all blistered, you die in 24 hours. And I'm like, oh, that's not good. And then, and then when it's media, we were just talking about media. Last time, and it's like I was saying to you, I haven't watched the news in probably about a year and a half now. And it's like Mark was just saying, he's sick. I was like, are you sick of all the first 12 stories being miserable? And he's like, yeah. And it's like more people are getting sick of the media. I mean, that's where a shift is going to start to come. After a while, there'll be people that will cure cancer and they'll do it underground. That's what's going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
And it'll get widespread, and then that will destroy that industry. Because, it's about time to go.
Well, the whole Obama care is, quite a move, quite a way to universalize our health care. I mean, I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm not saying it's a good thing, but it's not about get people health care. It's about let's get this under one big umbrella so we don't have to snoop around from insurance company to insurance company. We've
just got everybody's
personal business. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm self-employed, and it's like it's a nightmare.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I don't even have choices.
Expensive.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm actually, I switched to MassHealth, which I haven't seen a doctor in 10 years because it's, I kind of agree with you. It's just like, I think they're trying to sell drugs to make money. So, I mean, last time I went to a doctor, I'll tell you what happened. That's why I don't go to a doctor.
Why?
I went to the doctor. He says, oh, you have blood in your urine. And he's like, and you need to lose 20 pounds. And I'm like, really? It's like I'm in the best shape I've ever been in my life. And it's like, I don't want to look like you, like a marathon runner. And but anyway, they told me I had blood in my urine. And I'm like, oh, that doesn't sound good. So
right.
I go and set it up. I have this test. They did the most violating thing I've ever had done to me to test it. They stuck a tube up your and it's filled with cream and it's nasty. It's not a good feeling. And then when I'm done, I'm like, oh, so what's the results? He goes, oh, you're all set. You don't have blood in your urine. And I'm like, really? And it's like, I haven't been to the doctor since. And it's like, you know what? It's my time is now and let it happen. Whatever. But I don't feel it and I feel no different than yesterday. So I've been kind of self-healing myself since I was young, and they don't know my body like I know it.
I agree. And then you just wonder, are they just sending me here to, like, pad up the bill?
Yeah.
You know, kind of like a waitress is trying to get you to order more appetizers and drinks so she gets a bigger tip. Is that what they're doing?
A
macro scale?
It makes them relevant.
So, Deanie, do you think that these pharmaceutical drugs are helping us at all or not, or what?
I, of course, think, you know, some drugs are very important. But on the grand scheme of things, there is so much about preventative medicine and herbal medicine, and we don't know anything about this. Hindus figured a lot of it out. The Chinese figured a lot of it out, yet we don't practice Eastern medicine in this country because you can't patent a drug. You can't patent a plant. So how are they going to make any money?
Not only that, I mean, I believe that the substance is just like a placebo to make you feel like these plants. I think that most people are born with the ability to heal themselves from within. I mean, when you cut your finger, you don't look at it and say, oh, I hope you heal. It just miraculously closes itself. And it's like the same thing with cancers, but I don't think people have gotten to that point where they believe they can rid themselves of these things.
Well, we are all born with cancer cells, correct?
Yeah. We're all born dark and light, light and dark. It's like it's your choice. And we're all born with all of this stuff in us. And, you know, they say, oh, well, this is going to kill you. That's going to kill you, these foods. I mean, most of the foods that we eat in America are banned in the rest of the world.
Yeah. Europe thinks our food is garbage. And China will not grow GMO foods. They put lead in everything, but no, they don't want nothing to do with GMO crops.
Yeah, there you go. Well, lead keeps the people sedative. That's the same thing with fluoride. Barbara Williams
keeps them grounded.
And I was just like, you're out of your mind. But it's like basically fluoride is a sedative.
It is?
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Really? Some people think that's a government thing to keep the people calm.
Wow. Speaking of that, what do you guys think about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what fluoride does. It's like a sedative, and it really has nothing to do with your teeth.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy? It's like they put out in our mindset that fluoride, oh, you need fluoride for your teeth. And, you know.
Oh, yeah.
But it's basically
and bone,
fluoride
right?
does nothing for your teeth.
Right.
But it's a sedative. So it's like, it's kind of like they first they sent out a subliminal message to you saying that, oh, you need fluoride and we can provide it for you. And then it's basically fluoride as a sedative to keep you, I mean, if it keeps 80% of the people where they want them, they're happy. There's always 20% that are still wacky and crazy like us anyway.
Well, then that's when the medicinal marijuana comes in, right? What do you guys think
yeah.
about that?
Oh, imagine what they're doing of that and sending it out to people.
Well, so what's the issue now? The government has to figure out a way to tax it and make money off it before
no,
we do this?
No, we look at the government like, okay, the government is looking out for us. So they're going to give us the best that they can.
Oh, yeah, right.
They could be slipping something into anything.
All about us, right.
Because it's like, you know, it's you have the belief the government is here to protect me. You know, but I mean, who knows? The government is doing stuff that we don't even want to know about.
Well, what I don't understand about the whole marijuana thing is, okay, well, it's legal in Colorado and couple other states, whatnot. But what about these businesses who have an online business that, I mean, I live in Texas right now. It's not legal in Texas, but I'm also a teacher. And we've been hearing from the police that kids can, you know, take their parents' credit card and go online and order up, you know, the marijuana is sold in all kinds of cakes and candies and whatnot. Order themselves up a gift basket of cookies and brownies and whatever laced with marijuana, and then it's shipped to Texas where it's illegal. So I don't really get how they're controlling any of this.
They're not.
Oh, no, I didn't think they would allow that.
I think it,
imagine a dessert basket like that at Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I think it's the way that they're spreading it. It's a new way to keep people calm.
Have a brownie, Ma.
I'm telling you. I mean, why are they not, like, cracking down on where this is and where
well,
it goes?
Wait a minute. First of all, I didn't mean to open a whole can of worms, but it is still actually federally illegal everywhere in the country, but it has been decriminalized in a couple of states, which means I think basically you could use it for prescription, but you can't grow it, I think. I think that's what the stipulation is, but they're working on that.
So now you can grow it, too?
Well, no, it's funny. The only reason I said it is funny because coming down here, I heard a commercial. No, they're actually having schools now where you can learn in Massachusetts the up-and-coming industry to cultivate it, to grow it, and to work in the pharmaceutical part of it. It's like, wow.
Do you get test samples?
No.
Is it a college major?
Well, a good beer maker.
No,
he tastes his beer to make sure it's good.
It's like a non-graduate thing. It's probably only a year or something, but yeah.
Like a GED course.
Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, that's just. I thought that was curious. Like, wow, we've come a long way.
Yeah.
Since that time.
You know what?
Yeah.
Speaking of this really has nothing to do with anything, but. Just to show how far we've actually come, I was watching Jaws the other night.
Yeah.
What was that, like 76 or something?
Oh, that movie scared the crap out of me.
That was like my favorite movie.
I'd be in a swimming pool and
I'd
start swimming real quick
to
get out.
I 100 times, especially when Captain Quinn gives his speech about how the ship sank. That's the best part right there. He gets deep in that.
I like when he gets eaten in half.
I was watching, just to show how far that we've come.
I like when he sings.
That whole scene is this.
Yeah. All right.
Let me get my point across.
You get your point. Go ahead.
All right. Just to show how far we come, they were, like, signing the papers and they were sitting in the hospital room smoking cigarettes. Could you even imagine that now?
Well, yeah, they used to smoke on airplanes and everything.
You're not even allowed to, like, smoke anywhere.
Yeah.
And it's like, look how far we come, how we've just killed smoking so much that it's like, I mean, that was a good shift of consciousment on that.
Totally outlawed.
Within a couple of years, you know, like 20 years, probably no one will ever smoke.
I saw last weekend I was doing a DJ gig in a high school, in a football field. basically the sign said, if you smoke on these grounds, you will be shot. I mean,
you will be shot. Yeah. we're Massachusetts. No. That's
yeah.
what we do. That's what we're like up here.
So how are the how do you think that the drug companies basically do they rule the country? Is it the drug companies now, or the insurance companies, or I mean, who's running the whole thing now?
Well, my book started off with I'm a big conspiracy buff. In my nonfiction books, it's all tons of theories are made into a story. I write a blog. And I'm always putting on conspiracy theories. I even have some people who will email me, can you please investigate this point and write a short article on it? Because I think, you know, something's going on here and something's going on there. And I get a lot of emails about the Pope. A lot of people think that the Pope is the Antichrist. And I get a lot of emails about Big Pharma, and I wasn't even sure who Big Pharma was. The first email I got, I had to Google what Big Pharma even was. I didn't even know what the hell it was. So I did a lot of research on Big Pharma, and that bled into Big Agro, which is Monsanto and Syngenta and DuPont, and the two of them crossed paths at the FDA and the SDA, and once you really get into it, the person who approved blah 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 drug a year later is the CEO of Merck, and the person who approved this hormone for beef cattle or whatever is the vice president of Monsanto, and so it goes. These corporations are getting their own people to work at the government agency for a brief amount of time to rubber stamp all of their products, and then the people go back into the private sector and, make a couple million bucks a year salary. And
right.
In theory, you can't be a lawyer and represent, opposing parties. That's conflict of interest. Well, why is that legal to do in the business realm? It just, none of this makes any sense to me. And the more you get into it, and then you start getting into, the PAC money. The PAC money is very interesting, because a lot of people seem to think that Big Pharma and Big Agra are Republican because they're business. Well, they donate a little bit more to Republicans, but they cover their bets. They donate plenty to Democrats. So they're just giving out money, paying these politicians that are giving them favors, and they're appointing their people in these agencies, and round and round and round it goes. And all the way up to Obama. Obama last year in 2013, he did a backdoor deal for Monsanto. At 11 o'clock at night, he signed legislation that no one could ever sue Monsanto if we find out that GMOs are harmful to our health.
Oh, wow.
So it's just, my book is facts. They're definitely facts, and I link everything to where I'm getting this information, and I've gotten the information from the FDA website, the USDA website, the New York Times, Time Magazine, to a conspiracy website, to a radio show such as yours. I mean, I've gotten my information all over the place. There's no hidden agenda. I was just looking to see what the truth was. And it just kept coming up again and again and again. And something is very, very wrong with the way drug and big agra is dealt with in this country. And you could even go as far as to say they're part of New World Order.
Wow. Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it. Absolutely. It's headed in that way. You have, what was the next one? Big Conspiracy.
That's my big conspiracy. I don't know.
Yeah.
I know you guys are paranormal ghost hunters, right? Right?
Yeah, we do that. Yeah, we're busy, but absolutely. I guess we're not ghost hunters. We're paranormal investigators. We're really. It's funny the way we work. The way we work as a team, we have, well, there's a couple of teams, but as most of what keeps us busy is myself. I'm a technical guy, more scientific, more the equipment-oriented guy, and Jeff is more the spiritual guy. And together we kind of go throughout and we try to help families and or business owners understand their paranormal situations.
Yeah, we kind of stay away from the public ones now.
Yeah, we do mostly private stuff.
Well, not to get off the subject too much, but I have a quick question for you guys.
Yeah.
We just moved into a brand new house, so it can't be haunted. It was built brand new, but.
No, let it go.
Be?
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, in my dining room, I hung my husband's dead mother's chandelier, and I bought for the dining room furniture antiques from an antique shop that specialized in furniture from France. Could stuff be haunted?
Oh yeah.
Do you have any idea how old that chandelier was?
Well, it's his dead grandmother's, too.
Chandelier's at least 50 years old, and the furniture is about 200 years old. And
let me
my
ask
dog.
You a question about her. Can I ask you a question about her? Mm-hmm. Was she well off, or did she work for everything she had?
She was a middle-class housewife.
All right, so that chandelier was a big deal to her that she actually got it.
It was, and the I assume it's made of some sort of metal?
That was probably the prized possession of her, you know, showing that she was somebody.
Yeah, what's it made of? What
it's
material
made out
is
of
it?
Real crystals, and then that gold leafing.
Crystals.
Yeah.
So crystals.
Well, not only that,
they hold energy. They hold
energy. Yeah, and it's her attachment to it because. That was her status quo of that time. I mean, she was probably from the 1920s.
Right.
And where things weren't good, but, I mean, she's, like, brought her friends over and is like, F you, I
which
get a
is,
chandelier.
But which is all well and good. He's right where she's really attached to this.
Yeah.
It was something very important to her.
That was her
but
crown jewel in life.
My point is material, crystal, and the metal it's made of, will really hold that energy.
Yeah,
and that that's conductive.
Yeah.
That will hold the energy.
Oh, definitely.
So the answer, yes. And even people who go to like yard sales or they bring home haunted dolls. Or in fact, we have a new case coming out real soon, Jeff, I think, that they had this 105-year-old old. It was a ventriloquist, a 105-year-old doll.
I don't know if I want to go on that one.
No, the picture just creeped me out.
No.
Yeah, old things like that would hold the energy.
Why would someone want that in their
house? They'll hold energy.
Why would somebody want that in?
I don't know. Dolls creep me out.
Dolls and clowns. Clown dolls are the worst.
The Lizzie Borden house has a creepy clown, the clown doll. Oh, it's creepy.
I joined this thing on Facebook. I got an invite to it to join this creepy doll club.
It's a day when you had nothing else to do.
So I go on it, and I'm like, you know, I really don't like creepy dolls, but I'm kind of like, maybe this is a good step for me.
Oh, boy.
Why you on here, that creeper? It starts harassing me. You know? But all these dolls, they have, like, black eyes with, like, blood coming out of them and stuff.
Oh.
I'm like, really? This is... I need to just get used to dolls. I don't know if I need to go to the extreme to get used to them. You know, because, I mean, they were freaking nasty. I think she knocked me off her list because I was commenting on stuff. Yeah. And as for, like, if you pick up antiques and stuff... It's the same thing. If somebody, that was their job and they put a lot into it and that was like one of their best pieces or even if it was just like, you know, the energy, even like you're in a room right now, but when you leave, you still leave an imprint of your energy in that room. So, I mean, energy can easily travel with an object.
Yes.
Well, to why I'm asking you this is I've got a older German Shepherd, and he's starting to get a little bit senile. So that's kind of what we've been rationalizing anyway. And he wakes us up sometimes in the middle of the night and starts crying, and then leads us into the dining room and sits and stares at the chandelier.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's definitely, yeah. I mean, dogs are really sensitive to that stuff.
And it's happened more than once, which is pretty significant. That's good.
Yeah.
I mean, not good, you know. I mean, that's, to us, that would lead us in the point, like, yeah, maybe at that point we'd probably start doing it like EVP, electronic voice phenomena, or trying to communicate or take pictures.
He might, do you think he's nearing the end of his life?
Yes.
She might be here to meet him and to bring him on. Because, you know, spirits of dogs, spirits of everything go to the same place because we're all one source. So she might just be hanging around.
I've got a dumb question.
To go so she can take him with her.
Can I ask you a dumb question?
What? She might have just been and signed that or something. Yeah, you never know. Good. What?
If a dog was a dog in this life, would a dog be a dog in the next life?
No.
So you could be a dog, you could be, right, you could be anything?
Think of when you die. We're all like one source, plants, animals, everything. So we all go back to one place where there's just this big mumble jumbo, and then you decide, well, geez, maybe I will.
I'm going to come back as a dog.
Yeah, I'll come back as a goat.
Actually, dogs have it made. So
yeah,
I'm
looking at the dog.
Oiled and rubbed and fed.
Yeah, you sleep. You get
pick out my poop. It'd be
you get people picking your poop.
they have it
what's
made.
What's better than that?
No, they have it made.
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting. I was just kind of wondering about that.
Yeah, but I mean, that might be what's happening, you know. Here,
thanks.
Just to wait for him, just to bring him on, because it's like they're all part of the same family when you think about it, because he's seen that the joy that your dog has brought to you.
Dogs are part of the family.
And, you know, he's connected to you, so,
You
know, they know that he's good, and they want to help him to bring
make
him
you
back
happy.
To source.
Yeah. And dogs are all love, and, you know, they're all about being loved.
I guarantee you, I hate
unconditional love. And
I hate to put it this way, but when he goes, she'll go too. You know,
sad.
I hate to make it, like, sad like that, but that's,
so, do you think she's, so the chandelier really has nothing to do with it?
I think it was, like, a good trigger object to get her there to be there. You know, because, I mean, it's something that, you know, the way she was raised, because I get the feeling like she was raised poor, but then she moved up into middle class, and then for middle class, she went to, you know, she just saw that chandelier, and it was always a dream of hers since
she
was little, to have
this
chandelier, and then once she finally got it, she goes, I did it, that's my social mark in this world. Is I have a chandelier, you know? I mean, she probably didn't even have a car.
Plus other things, but no, yeah, I get that.
You're that type of person?
Yeah.
You know, because, I mean, that was like, she goes, you know. And so, I mean, that was definitely, took a lot of her energy to manifest and get that chandelier.
Thanks. I'm going to definitely pass this along to my husband, because we never asked anybody professional about it. We had I believe in the paranormal, but I still want to rationalize it and be like, well, the dog's senile, or well, I do try to rationalize things, but sometimes there's just no good excuse.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not if the dog was, you know, doing a repetitive thing, you know, not the, you know, the same old going to the channel and crying. That was kind of.
I mean, the thing is
that's a telltale sign.
Not all of life can be,
you know, described by science yet, because science can't fathom. I mean, they're trying to figure
out. That's my goal. That's what we try to do.
I mean, I believe that there's more life out there than us, and I believe that we're all connected to that same source I was talking about that me and, you know, us and the dog are connected to. I believe that there's other planets that are connected to that same source, too. Yeah, and, I mean, where do you go when you die? I mean, it's all connected, and... You know, I mean, in like her, you know, your husband's grandmother can come back to this dimension and, you know, the dog will go there and you need to start again.
Do you guys believe in aliens?
Yep. I do.
I think so.
How can they not be?
I think so. There's probably intelligent life on some other planet out in some galaxy far away. Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably. I'd say probably.
I mean, it's...
Me
more
too.
Than I believe in Bigfoot.
Yeah, because I mean,
yeah.
You believe in them?
Bigfoot?
Bigfoot.
I believe, you know, there's definitely some creature out there with, you know, that's oversized and... You know, leaving footprints around. I don't know if he's Sasquatch or Bigfoot, but I, yeah, why not?
Maybe he's only 2 feet tall, but he has big feet.
You know what they say about big feet?
Yeah.
Big shoes. Oh, that's funny. I don't know about big
aliens. Yeah,
I think so. You said yes for aliens, right, Dina?
I'm researching right now for my next book. I watch a lot of ancient aliens, and I'm reading this one book called Fingerprints of the Gods, and before that, I read that one by Eric, the guy who invented ancient alien theory, Eric Von Daniken.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a long name. I was going to say Eric Estrada, but he was the chips guy, right?
Dina, have you ever heard of Bashar?
What's Bashar?
No.
Bashar is a...
sort of ice cream?
He's this guy, I forget his name, I know it. But
that's Bashar. Oh, that's Bashar.
But anyway, Bashar is supposedly, it's an alien that channels through him, and... He's basically, just watch his YouTube videos. I can't even explain it. You're going to think I'm nuts until you watch them and they start making sense. But it's an alien that channels through him, and he's on YouTube. And he basically, he...
We've had guests like
he's
that.
He's kind of like, do you ever hear of Abraham Hicks?
It sounds familiar, actually.
Yeah, because Abraham Hicks is the same thing. It's a, they're famous. They go all over the world. And it's Esther Hicks. She gets channeled by this alien that calls himself Abraham. And it's basically, it gives you like law of attraction and beliefs and all this stuff. And it's supposedly the aliens are going to be coming here at some point. And I mean, there's theories out there. I mean, there's one theory I agree. I mean, one of the reasons that the world right now is so overpopulated is because there's going to be a major shift and a major change, and a lot of souls came back to see this. I mean, because the world is, like, just jamming right now with people. But it's like a lot of the souls that were up in heaven, they wanted to come back and, you know, be reincarnated to take a part of this because something
this period of time
may happen. Yeah, within the next 10 years.
So this guy's kind of like a prophet for aliens, sort of?
Listen to him. Listen to him and tell me you've met... You
What's
friend
his
me,
name again?
Bashar. You guys listen to him and friend, you know, Dina, you friend me on Facebook. I'm Jeffrey Legere. And talk to me in a week and you listen to him and say, wow, those ideas kind of make sense of where the aliens will come from and all this stuff.
I find all of this stuff really interesting.
Yeah, it's like, check that out. Check his videos out, and you'll be hooked once you watch them. They'll be like, wow, these really make sense. They talk this about, he has this one, and then it's the way he talks so fluently. It's kind of weird. I don't know if it's the, you know, like aliens talking through him, or if it's just Source and these ideas are coming into his mind as he's, you know, but the way he talks so fluently, like when someone like me or you, we try to get an idea out, we think about it first and then it comes out. It's not like fluent. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Well, his is just like
kind of like he's talking in tongues type of thing.
No, he's talking in English, so you can understand.
He speaks before thinking.
I pretty much said enough.
How are you saying?
But huh?
Yeah. No, I don't know. That's good.
Just watch his videos and tell me what you think, because it's, you know, I find them very interesting. His videos, they make a lot of sense when you listen to them. On how the belief systems work and how, like, karma and law of attraction and all that stuff. And, I mean, it just, I don't know. I like it.
Yeah.
Sounds interesting. We need to check it out.
You can find more of us at angelsguide.org. That's my website, Dina.
Dina, I'm reading your bio a little bit. It says, when you're not writing, you're reading novels from your favorite authors, Dan Brown, Anne Rice, Stephen King, Brad Thor, George Martin, and Preston and Childs. But actually, I recognize a few of these authors. Stephen King stands out most to us. I mean, of course, being from Maine.
Oh, yeah. Who doesn't know Stephen King?
Oh, he's great. He's great.
Anne Rice. I've heard of Anne Rice.
I just saw a movie from him. It was a short novel from Stephen King. It was called Room 1408. Are you familiar with that one?
Ooh. No, is it good? What's it about?
Oh, it's great. It's about, you know, it's kind of a paranormal thing, and I don't generally watch those kind of movies, but this guy was an author, and he was a non-believer, and he went in this room 1408 that the guy begged him not to take, and he took it. It was just insane. He was seeing all these apparitions and ghosts and things that happened. Yeah, it was a great movie. But I love Stephen
King. He's awesome, man. Look at the range that he writes in, too. You know?
Yeah, he's unbelievable.
All the stuff.
But do these authors influence your own work at all?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm a fan of writers who have more of a plot going than more into the characters. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah.
Some
yeah.
writers like want
to
just blather on forever about the character. I get bored as a reader with that. I hate to say this, it's probably a bad thing to say, but I think men in general are better writers because they have a better storyline going, where the women get hung up on,
details.
Oh, and the room was decorated in this and blah, blah, blah. And all of a sudden, like 20 pages
point.
About what the room looked like.
The flowers in the vase to the left was shimmering.
Yeah.
I know that sounds kind of bad considering I'm a woman myself. I don't have time for all that.
No.
So
get to the point. You know, you think about it, even like
for us ADD people, it's great.
For a screenplay, like a TV show, it's the ones that kind of end in suspense and they keep moving along that keep you going with them.
Yeah.
You know, like right now I'm watching Gotham.
Oh, it's a good show.
Ooh. Gotham is an awesome show.
I like Gotham.
It's like the show that you can't wait for next week because it moves right along. It's like
you know what I don't get?
Commissioner Gordon, they pinned him on a murder, and before the end of the show, he's off it. It doesn't drag for 3 weeks.
Yeah, it's true, but they're not, she's talking, about the details. It makes a lot
of sense. Yeah, but it's like the story and the storyline is what's important, not what happens to Gordon.
Not the minor details.
And all that crap, you know? They, get him out quick, and he's on the streets again. It's quick. I like
that. Quick. To the point.
And then they end it with a good something to like, oh, this is going to happen next week.
They're going to leave me hanging.
Yeah.
Do you guys watch American Horror Story?
Oh, I love that show.
I just started watching it.
I love that show.
On Hulu.
It's really gory.
I've seen the first two of the first season.
Oh, it's great. It's so out there. Oh my God, it's out there.
Did you see the pilot one?
Yes.
Where that guy in the black leather suit went and had sex with a lady, and she thought it was her husband.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah. So now,
crazy. But it changes, totally changes every year. Like, it was like witches or something before, right? It changes.
It was the coven, and then it was the haunted house, and then it was the asylum, and now it's the freak show.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, is that the series that started in Salem? Were they back in Salem, Mass? Was that the one?
The witches one was in Louisiana.
Oh,
Louisiana.
Okay. I get them confused.
Yeah, we can't get credit for all witches.
No. But that was a great show.
We're in Salem
right now. Yeah. Yeah, we're from Salem, Mass.
Is that a really great place to go and tour for horror fans? Or?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I do.
If you buy witch stuff, you can buy it here.
Yeah, it's, well, we're the Halloween capital of the world. It's crazy here at Halloween time for the whole month. I do ghost hunting tours here, but mine's a little different. I take out, you know, the real ghost hunting equipment, like thermal cameras, and we do all kinds of audio and stuff, and we go around and do, it's very good. It's very busy business around, you know, September, October, November anyway. It's a great place. It's a lot of history here.
Oh, I would love to do that. That sounds like a blast.
Yep, it's a lot of fun.
A great vacation.
Yep, come on down. Definitely around October. It's crazy. Book way ahead though, because it gets so busy, you know, with hotels and everything. It's a great place to visit. And October is beautiful here too. It's not too cold, usually. You know, it did snow a couple of years ago, but it's generally pretty nice. It's a nice place to visit.
That's definitely on my bucket list of places to go, and of course New Orleans and kind of the more, you know, creepy horror witch voodoo type places. That's kind of, I'd really like to check those out.
Yeah. They're always fun. So what are you working on in the future? What's next?
Well, I'm definitely doing a lot of research on aliens. I got a couple of chapters done. That's going to be my next book about a guy who tries to screw over his wife who happens to be an alien. And as with all of my books, I do a ton of research in there just because I want the reader to learn something. I don't just want him to be entertained. I want him to, you know, walk away and enjoy learning something. I am a teacher by trade. And the more I investigate aliens, the more I can't help but wonder how wrong our history books are. It's just incredible. One book I was reading, the guy, it was called De-Evolution or Debunking Evolution. It was by one of those ancient alien guys. And one of the things I picked out of that was he can basically prove that man has been around for millions of years, and there's all these buildings all over the world that man must have, at the very least, been involved in designing. And there's bones that, you know, using scientists' carbon dating, that the humans or the hominids are at least, you know, half a million to a million years old. And if you believe in evolution, that can't be, because according to evolution, humans didn't evolve till 100,000 to 150,000 years ago. But then, using their own carbon dating test, how are we finding all of these skeletons that show half a million, a million years ago? So it was really interesting, and he brings up the point where how could we have built this, and how could we have built that, and blah blah blah, if we had no technology. And And that leads to the question of, were aliens here, you know, hundreds of thousands of years? And it's really quite fascinating. And all over South America especially, there's all kinds of structures that, you know, 5,000 ton
The Mayans were aliens.
Yeah, the Mayans, they got all kinds of, and the Egyptians.
Yep. That's what I was thinking. Did they have something to do with the pyramids?
Look at Stonehenge. How could we do that?
It's baffling. Yeah, it is.
I mean, there's no way that we could do Stonehenge. After one, they'd be like, oh, that's enough. They wouldn't do them all.
It's like a century. Yeah.
You know? And Stonehenge is built right on a ley line, which has electromagnetic energy going through it.
Lots of it.
Yeah, I mean, it goes right through, and there's, like, a lot of energy. And if there's other beings that know how to harness that energy to pick those rocks up, I mean, all these scientists right now, they're looking for, the ones that are actually probably know about aliens, because I'm sure that there's some scientists that actually have proof that there is alien life out there.
There is.
They're trying to figure out their ships and they're like, this fuel, that fuel, it could have nothing to do with fuel. It could be run by their minds. I mean, they could just manifest and project themselves.
Well, I don't know about that.
Yeah.
It's got to be.
How do you know? We can't fathom the way that they travel.
Yeah.
We have no clue. I mean, we're looking at fuel. They're like probably beyond fuel, and they're looking at like,
I'm curious.
They just project like a teleport, like they can Star Trek.
If they were here thousands of years ago, why were they here and then they left?
Because they interbred with us. We're hot aliens.
My ex-wife.
That's a big, like, how did we go from caveman, you know, living in a cave, using a stick for a hammer to, you know, now we're on the super internet highway in a very short amount of time.
Because we interbred with aliens, and aliens stuck in our life form.
Oh, man. Really?
Yeah.
Right. I agree.
He agrees with me.
That explains
it's basically, I mean, think about it. How did life evolve and become what it is now? I mean, look what we have now compared to back then.
Yeah.
But see, the big problem is a lot of people, which this is going to start changing in the years to come, but a lot of people still have that caveman mentality of fight or flight, which keeps them in fear of what they really want to do in life.
Yeah.
And if you think about it, that's still built into us where we fight or flight, and, you know, we don't make rational decisions. We're afraid of what the outcome is going to be, so we don't do it, or we run away from it.
You know, I have to interject. You know that whole fight or flight thing? Sometimes that can be not just mental, but physical.
Yes.
And so it's the physical thing. It's the adrenaline rush, and sometimes that adrenaline rush will make you either really, like, pumped up and fired up, or really nervous and timid or afraid.
Fight or flight. It's basic and simple.
But it's a physical thing.
It's built into everybody. It's basically something that we carried with us since the caveman, which we really don't need anymore.
Yeah.
A liver. No, not a liver. Spleen.
No, yeah. Or appendix.
Appendix, that's it. We don't need the appendix. That's right,
Robbie.
Pinky
toe. It would be appendix. Like, we're born with it, but what does it do?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, back then, I mean, when, I don't even know, like, my history, but when were, like, Stonehenge and all that stuff done? Was it all close to the same time that and the pyramids being built and all that?
A little later, right?
So,
I don't know.
Thousands of years ago, before there was even the wheel, before some of that stuff, it was before the wheel, they think, was even invented. So how would that disproves the whole pulley theory. If the wheel wasn't invented, you didn't have a pulley.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, so they had no wheels, they had no pulleys. So, I mean, this had to be done. I'm telling you, it's done with your mind. It's, you know, it's either a collective group, but they just kind of focus on picking that rock up, or it's because there's no other way. I mean, what do those rocks weigh? I
can't believe that.
How many tons do they weigh? I mean, there's no way that... And what are they going? They're about 20 feet in the air.
It's a hand weight.
On two that are standing straight up.
Right.
So...
Well,
you know what? I mean, here's a theory. I got a theory. What if this was just like a practice ground for aliens on working on their mind controls to pick rocks up?
Earth?
Yeah.
Well, the pyramids.
Like the Stonehenge and everything. Oh. Everything that's like these wonders of the world. What if those were just like practice areas for these aliens to learn how to do what they can do? They were nothing more than that, but we look at them as like these sacred relics.
That's a really good theory. We're just basically practice for their real planet.
Yeah, it's all in how you perceive it. We kind of look at them like these great, wonderful things, but for them, they were probably just their gym to work out in.
Yeah. I also want to add that I'm a Christian, and when you read the Bible, a lot of these accounts with angels coming down really coincide very closely with the ancient alien theory. So could angels be aliens and aliens be angels?
That's why I go back to my first point of, you know, we're not the only ones that are connected to this source. I think other beings are connected to it too. That kind of goes under that. Are aliens, are angels just another race of aliens? Like you said, I agree with that. That could be possible.
There's too many angel sightings, and you know they didn't have an extensive vocabulary, so why not just call them all the same thing?
Yeah, exactly.
Excellent point.
And with that, Dina Ray,
tell our listeners where they can find your books and where they can get in touch with you on social media, please.
I would love to. My website is dinaray.co. That's DINARAE.CO. My blog is dinarayswritestuff.blogspot.com, and that's dinarayewritestuff.blogspot.com. You can follow me on Twitter, and my handle's at Halo of the Damned. I'm on Facebook under Dina Ray Books. I'm on Pinterest. I'm sure I'm missing some social media here. I'm a big fan of the net. And you're welcome to look me up. You got a question or a post idea, whatever, feel free to contact me.
I'll friend you on Facebook.
Me too. Hi, Dina. Dina Ray, thank you so much for calling Everything Paranormal with Mark and Jeff. It's been our pleasure. You have a great night. Thank you.
Thank you, Dina.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Oh, she was good, huh?
Call it
over. Awesome.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, she was good, actually, yeah.
That's it. Everything Paranormal with Mark and Jeff.
We will see you next week. Hopefully, what's your address?
30 Boyle Street.
30 Boyle Street, right here in Beverly, Mass, for a private fundraising paranormal investigation this Saturday night at 8 o'clock.
Just show up. We'll explain.
Just show up. It's going to be wicked cheap and wicked fun. We'll see you. Have a good night. Showtime's done.
Made it work. Need guests. I don't know. You want to try to get some guests? Get some.
I want to figure out how to get this thing going better first.
Push it. You got to advertise it. Then we got to come up with a product. We have a good product. It's just we never had issues with guests. It's just tonight. Whatever.
She
really caught me as well. She was like a Disney fucking night.
Who?
This first guest. And
contacted her instead of her agent, because her agent never got back to me. Although she did confirm it like months ago. 3 months ago, she confirmed the state. So, I don't know what to say. These fucking people. I'll put out the idea and get more gas. I'm going to push more. Like, get away from paranormal. I'm going to say something like, I don't know, trying to get more, steering away. I'll worry about it.
We'll take both. We'll take anybody that fucking wants to be on.
Well, yeah, but that's what I'm going to say. It's not just paranormal. I'm trying to broaden the horizons a little bit.
Yeah.
Get more people, more different types of people. Fucking paranormal people. They're all fucking Edgar Allan Poe fucking people. Sorry, we bashed her a little bit. I have two fucking listeners here. We have more listeners on, like, iHeart and shit, though. Spreaker. Different channels.
Thing.
Huh?
Well, we did regular EVPs, so don't worry. Whatever evidence is here is here.
Well, EVPs, that's what.
You're going to have people.
I don't know, give a fuck either way. No matter to me.